Hello, welcome to the Practicing English Story number 8. Let's get started. There was a girl. Her name was Emma. She was at home. She was sleeping in the bedroom. It was a cold and dark night. It was raining. A thief came into Emma's house at midnight. He wanted to steal Emma's toothbrush. The thief went into the kitchen first. He felt hungry. He decided to eat something. Then he started to prepare a breakfast for himself. He made some noise, so Emma woke up. She heard the noise. She was scared. She took her phone and called the police. Then she walked towards the kitchen slowly, and she saw the thief. He was having breakfast. They looked at each other, and they cried, "Ah!" Emma said, "What the hell are you doing in my house?" The thief said, "I just need a toothbrush, and I am hungry." Emma said, "Okay, take my toothbrush and please wash the dishes." When the police came, he was washing the dishes, and they were all happy. Okay, that is the end of the story. Let's go back to the beginning, this time with questions. There was a girl. Her name was Emma. What was there? A girl. There was a girl. Was there a boy? No, there wasn't. There wasn't a boy. There was a girl. What was her name? Her name was Emma. Was she Nicole? No, she wasn't. She was Emma. Her name was Emma. She was at home. She was sleeping in the bedroom. Was she at school? No, she wasn't. She wasn't at school. Where was she? She was at home. What was she doing at home? She was sleeping. She was sleeping in the bedroom. Was she watching TV? No, she wasn't. She wasn't watching TV. Was she studying English? No, she wasn't. She wasn't studying English. She was sleeping in her bedroom. Was she sleeping in the bathroom? No, she wasn't. She wasn't sleeping in the bathroom. Where was she sleeping? In the bedroom. She was sleeping in the bedroom. It was a cold and dark night. It was raining. Was it hot or was it cold? It was cold. Was it sunny? No, it wasn't. It was not a sunny day. How was the weather? Well, it was a cold and dark night. It was raining. Was it snowing? No, it wasn't. It was not snowing. It was raining. A thief came into Emma's house at midnight. Who did come to Emma's house? A thief. A thief came into her house. Did a postman come to her house? No, he didn't. A postman didn't come to her house. A thief came into her house. Was he a truck driver? No, he wasn't. He wasn't a truck driver. He was a thief. When did the thief come into her house? At midnight. The thief came into Emma's house at midnight. How was the weather when he came into her house? It was raining. It was raining when he came into the house. What did the thief want? What did he want? He wanted to steal Emma's toothbrush. Did he want to kill Emma? No, he didn't. He was not a killer. He was a good and kind thief. He just wanted to take her toothbrush because his teeth were yellow and he needed to brush his teeth. Did he want to steal Emma's money? No, he didn't. He didn't want to steal her money. He wanted to steal her toothbrush. The thief went into the kitchen first. He felt hungry. Did he go into the bedroom first? No, he didn't. He didn't go into the bedroom first. Where did he go into first? He went into the kitchen first. How did he feel? He felt hungry. He got hungry. Did he get hungry? Did he feel hungry? Yes, he did. He got hungry. He felt hungry. He decided to eat something. Did he decide to read a book? No, he didn't. He didn't decide to read a book. What did he decide? He decided to eat something. Then he started to prepare a breakfast for himself. Did he start to prepare a dinner? No, he didn't. He didn't start to prepare a dinner. What did he start to prepare? A breakfast. He started to prepare a breakfast. Did he start to prepare a breakfast for Emma? No, he didn't. Who did he start to prepare a breakfast for? For himself. He started to prepare a breakfast for himself. He made some noise, so Emma woke up. Did he make some music? No, he didn't. He didn't make some music. What did he make? Some noise. He made some noise. Where did he make some noise? In the kitchen. He made some noise in the kitchen. What did happen when he made some noise? Emma woke up. Did she continue to sleep? No, she didn't. She didn't continue to sleep. What did she do? She woke up. Did she wake up? Yes, she did. She woke up because of the noise. She heard the noise. She was scared. Did she hear music? No, she didn't. She didn't hear music. She heard the noise. What did she hear? The noise. She heard the noise. How did she feel when she heard the noise? She felt scared. How was she? She was scared. Was she terrified? Yes, she was. She was terrified. Was she frightened? Yes, she was. She was frightened. She was terrified. She was scared. She took her phone and called the police. What did she do? She took her phone and called the police. Did she take her umbrella because of the rain? No, she didn't. Did she take her gun? No, she didn't. She didn't take her gun. In fact, she didn't have a gun. What did she take? Her phone. She took her phone. What did she do with her phone? She called the police. Did she call her mom? No, she didn't. She didn't call her mom. She called the police. Then she walked towards the kitchen slowly. Did she run towards the kitchen? No, she didn't. She didn't run towards the kitchen. Did she walk fast? No, she didn't. She didn't walk fast. She walked slowly. What did she do? She walked towards the kitchen slowly. And she saw the thief. He was having breakfast. Did she see Justin Bieber? No, she didn't. She didn't see Justin Bieber. What did she see? Or who did she see? The thief. She saw the thief. What was the thief doing when she saw him? He was having breakfast. When she saw him, he was having breakfast. Was he stealing her things when she saw him? No, he wasn't. He was not stealing her things when she saw him. Was he sleeping when she saw him? No, he wasn't. He wasn't sleeping. What was he doing when she saw him? He was having breakfast. He was having breakfast when she saw him. They looked at each other and they cried, "Ah!" Where did they look at? They looked at each other. Did the thief see Emma? Yes, he did. He saw her. They saw each other. They looked at each other and they cried, "Ah!" Did they sing a song together? No, they didn't. They didn't sing together. What did they do? They cried, "Ah!" Did Emma cry? Yes, she did. She cried, "Ah!" Did the thief cry? Yes, he did. He cried, "Ah!" Both of them cried, "Ah!" at the same time. Emma said, "What the hell are you doing in my house?" Did she say, "How are you?" No, she didn't. She didn't say, "How are you?" What did she say? She said, "What the hell are you doing in my house?" Who did she say it to? To the thief. She said it to the thief. What did the thief say? He said, "I just need a toothbrush and I'm hungry." Did he say, "I need money"? No, he didn't. He didn't say, "I need money." He said, "I just need a toothbrush and I am hungry." What did Emma say next? Emma said, "Okay, take my toothbrush and please wash the dishes." Did she say, "Are you crazy?" No, she didn't. She didn't say, "Are you crazy?" Did she say, "Don't take my toothbrush"? No, she didn't. She didn't say, "Don't take my toothbrush." Did she give him her toothbrush? Yes, she did. She gave him her toothbrush. What else did she say? She said, "Wash the dishes, please." She said, "Please," because she was a very kind girl. Did she say, "Wash my clothes"? No, she didn't. She didn't say, "Wash my clothes," because all of her clothes were clean already. Did she say, "Wash your hands"? No, she didn't. What did she say? She said, "Okay, take my toothbrush and please wash the dishes." When the police came, he was washing the dishes. What was the thief doing? He was washing the dishes. Was he fighting with Emma? No, he wasn't. He wasn't fighting with her. Was he running away when the police came? No, he wasn't. He wasn't running away. What was he doing when the police came? He was washing the dishes. Was he sad? No, he wasn't. He wasn't sad. He was happy. Was Emma upset? No, she wasn't. She wasn't upset. She wasn't sad. She was happy too. Were the police angry? No, they weren't. They weren't angry. They weren't sad. They were happy also. They were all happy. And that is the end of story number 8. Listen to it many times, pause, and answer the questions. Always answer the questions with a strong voice. Always have a strong physiology, shoulders back, big smile, strong voice, breathing deep, moving your body. This is so important. When you do this, you teach your mind, you teach your brain to be confident when you speak English. Your English will improve much, much faster. Okay, that's the end of story number 8. See you next time.